Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Bextrom, your host, and today is the 9th of August, 2019. We're glad you joined us today. We're going to have a short podcast today, but we're going to talk about something that I think that whether you're in business or whether you are just a mom or a dad at home, it needs to be discussed, probably on a regular basis. It's communication. We've had podcasts before that have talked about communication, but communication is an issue that is becoming more and more problematic in our country today. People have this strong dependency to those smartphones that everybody has to carry around, and it seems like they're almost surgically attached to people's hands. I was in a restaurant again yesterday, and I noticed that a family was sitting across from me, and that each member of the family had their phones in their hands, and I didn't see them talk to each other one time. That is becoming a problem in this country. And communication is an issue that if we're not getting it right, there are going to be consequences. And I think a lot of the consequences are being played out in families, they're being played out in businesses, they're being played out just about everywhere you can think of. So here's some suggestions I want to make today. I want to make the suggestion that you make communication a priority. You make communication first off a priority in your home with the ones that you love the most, your husband, your wife, your kids, absolutely, unequivocally, your kids. You have to be communicating with your kids. You have to be communicating with your kids every day. I always say from the time your kids are able to talk and the time they're able to listen, which is pretty much from birth, that you make a strong effort to communicate with them every day, to get on their level, to look at them in the eyes, and to ask them what's going on in their lives, to find out what's happening, find out what's happening at school, find out what's happening with their friends, find out what's bothering them. You know, when you do that, when you demonstrate as a parent that you care about your kids and you want to know what's going on in their lives, they want to talk to you because, trust me when I tell you that kids need to talk. Probably now more so than ever in history because there's so much that they are just absolutely inundated with every day. And I'm going to suggest to you too, this is not going to be a podcast on the recent shooting events, but I'm going to suggest to you that if you have a kid, a son or a daughter, that you probably want to keep them away from the video games. I don't see a lot of positivity in that, and certainly not the shooter games. Now, that's my opinion only. But I think that we need to spend more time in our homes communicating with our kids, sitting down with our kids, having dinner with our kids, looking our kids in the eyes, and communicating every day, than just to allow them to come home and get on a computer game and veg out for hours on end. There are consequences, and I think those consequences are going to continue to get worse until we start as a society making changes. As for businesses, you have to communicate. It's absolutely essential. You know the biggest part of communication? The biggest part of communication is listening. People have lost the ability to listen, to actively listen, to empathetically listen. You know, to listen properly, you got to do a couple things. Number one, you have to be quiet and listen. You have to look people in the eyes. You have to concentrate on what they're saying, and you have to listen intently to everything that's coming out of their mouth. Demonstrate that you're listening by doing repeating of what it is they're saying, synopsizing what they're saying, do affirmation nods. It's so important that we listen and pay attention. You know, you need to read people's body language. If you don't understand the dynamics of body language, I can tell you that body language is critically important. And if you don't fully understand body language, I suggest that you get a good book, or actually two good books. I'm going to recommend Spoken Silently and First Impressions, both really good books. I'm kind of partial to the author. First Impressions just came out, but boy, if you've got a son or a daughter and they're in high school or they're in college, had a bunch of parents tell me that they're buying the books for their kids who are in college. What an important book for kids to understand the dynamics of first impressions and how important it is. But I can tell you this, that I've met CEOs of large corporations who also need to read that book. So don't think you're excluded. We need to understand how to deal with people. We need to understand with people. We are losing the ability in this country to connect with people. And that is a sad day. People prefer to text people. They prefer to stay on Instagram. They're on Facebook all day or whatever their particular interest is. But they're not communicating like they should. I know people who don't even like to answer the phone anymore. They'd rather send a text back and say, what can I help you with? It's okay to talk on the phone. You get the inflections in the voice. You get the tonal changes. preferred is going to be face-to-face. If not that, talk to them on the phone. Stay in touch with your friends. We lose contact easily with people. We kind of get in our own little shell and hide away. How about being empathetic? Firstly, with empathy comes understanding your own emotions and how to deal with your own emotions and recognizing your emotions, understanding who you are as a person, and then on the other side of that, recognizing the emotions of others and being compassionate towards others. When people are talking, listen to them. When they have hurt in their life, help them. Being empathetic means understanding that people have needs too, understanding that people have needs and desires, and that especially as a leader in any kind of business, that you're attending to the needs of the people who are under you. That's true leadership, taking care of the people who work for you, understanding who they are as individuals, not as a group, as individuals. It's okay to have a team. I love teamwork, but understand that a team is made up of individual components, of people, of humans with needs and emotions, and each one is different. And if you're a true leader, you're going to be finding out what those emotions of those people who work for you are, and you're going to see what you can do to help them to be a better person, help them to succeed in their business, in their personal lives, and you're going to be attending to their personal needs too, and that's part of leadership. You're going to be finding out if there's a kid who's got a baseball game later in the afternoon, when you could go to that employee and say, hey, why don't you get out of here and go to your kid's baseball game? Don't let people miss things like that. I'm not talking about abusing the system. I'm talking about looking out for people. You know how much capital you build when you as a leader demonstrate to your employees that you care about them, their personal family situations? Talk about capital. That's leadership. So let's go through some effective communication practices. An effective communicator has exceptional listening skills. We just talked about that. We listen well. An effective communicator is always honest and trustworthy. Being honest and trustworthy is a good thing. An effective communicator is always authentic. Authenticity is being genuine from the depths of your heart. Everything about who you are comes out when you're an authentic person. An effective communicator thinks before they speak. Don't we wish that more people were like that, that we actually thought before we made a statement? Wouldn't that be nice? An effective communicator listens to the opinions of others and values their opinions. An effective communicator makes others feel respected and important. An effective communicator is empathetic. An effective communicator remains calm under pressure and can control their emotions. An effective communicator never yells. Yelling, in my opinion, is a sign of weakness, both in the home and at work. If there's a fire and you need to yell to get people out of the house, okay, it's okay to yell. Otherwise, not so good. An effective communicator is kind and warm towards others. An effective communicator never talks down to others. An effective communicator knows the value of a smile and uses it often. You can't put enough emphasis on the fact that smiles are good. They're good everywhere you go. They buy you tremendous capital with people. An effective communicator highlights the positives and not the negatives. Anybody can look at the negatives. The difference in somebody who makes a difference in this life is somebody who concentrates on the positives. An effective communicator recognizes a brewing conflict and addresses it before it gets out of hand. Conflicts are often easily avoided, but you have to step in and you have to make a move to avoid the conflict. An effective communicator does not use foul language. I don't like the use of foul language because I don't think it serves a positive purpose. A lot of you parents are using foul language around your kids at the house. You're just breeding them to do the very same thing. In a professional environment, whether it's at home or at work, should really not need salty language like that. It doesn't do you any good. An effective communicator is always unbiased and supports equality. An effective communicator seeks solutions and not problems. An effective communicator has a positive attitude. They're interested in others and their well-being. They're humble. They're approachable. They're confident. They're supportive. They bring people together. They understand and practice excellent nonverbal skills. They connect with others. They communicate directly and clearly, and they always make sure that they're understood. An effective communicator ensures the message delivered and received. An effective communicator always inspires and encourages. An effective communicator values feedback and uses this to improve. Feedback, if you're a leader, is a great thing. You want to find out how you're really doing as a leader? Ask the folks that work for you. Ask them to be honest. You may hear some things you don't necessarily like, but you know what that is? That's your cue that you need to improve. You know, whether it's in business and whether it's in life, sometimes we need to do something that's very hard, which is to go into that bathroom lock the door, and take a long, hard look in the mirror at who's staring back at you, and find out what's deep inside, what's inside the soul, what's inside of you, what makes up who you are. It's what comes out in reality. Don't fool yourself. You may think that you're somebody that you're actually not. Have a little dose of reality. If you're a leader, whether it's in the family or whether it's at work, be a leader. Take the initiative to do what you can to be the best person that you can, and to, as a parent, to raise kids who understand the value of communication, who know how to communicate. Put the phones away. Put the phones away. Put the video games away. Go grab a football. Go outside with your son or daughter. Go for a walk with them. Go biking. Go sit on the porch with them. Do something to communicate with your kids. If you're an employer, a leader at your business, communicate with the people you work with. Make sure that they understand that you care about them. In order to do that, you've actually got to care about them. I hope you have a great week. I hope that we can continue our discussion on communication. I know you guys understand that I've got some emotions towards communication because I can see the devaluation of communication taking place in this country. A lot of divisive language out there. There's a lot of negativity. If you're going to sit home and watch TV, you can expect that there's going to be a lot of negativity that boils up inside of you, especially if you watch the news or aka propaganda shows. I had the TV cut off in my house. Don't regret it at all. I wish you guys a great week of communications. Now, I suggest that you go home today and you start tonight with your very family. With your kids, you put away your phone, you put away the paper, magazines, smartphones, iPads, computers, and you turn them off and you spend time with your kids. Watch what happens when you do. Husband or wife, spend time with your husband or wife talking. Reconnect with people. You'll be glad you did. Until next week.